Hello everyone, welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is May 1st, 2022. In this report, we'll be taking a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for May 2022. But before we begin, a note to all viewers, the weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once a month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. Just as April was coming to a close, Venus changed signs. Venus moved into sidereal Pisces on April 27th. Pisces is Venus's sign of exaltation. In other words, some of the best qualities of Venus get manifested in this sign. Venus is the planet of romance. Pisces is naturally soulful and sentimental. Venus is the planet of harmony and agreement. Pisces is naturally supportive. Venus is the planet of guidance. Pisces likes to give advice to others. But Venus isn't alone in this sign. Jupiter and Neptune are in Pisces as well, right at the beginning of the sign. So this complicates matters. When planets are conjunct, they are forced to combine their significations. Venus is the planet of guidance. Jupiter is the planet of wisdom. It's possible we'll get some wise advice, but it could go in a whole other direction. Venus is the planet of pleasure and enjoyment. Jupiter is the energy of increase, and Neptune has a dreamy, illusory quality. Put them all together, and we get too much of a good thing. In other words, excess, gratification, indulgence, debauchery. Venus is the planet of love and devotion. Jupiter is the planet of beliefs. Neptune is the planet of idealism and illusions. Combining these meanings, we get devotion to delusional beliefs. Venus is the planet of finance. Jupiter is the planet of prosperity. And Neptune is the planet of fantasy. Together, they can produce irrational wealth schemes. Venus moves fairly quickly in the zodiac. By the second week of May, Venus has put enough distance between itself and the other two planets that the intensity of the conjunction starts becoming less. But there will still be effects until Venus leaves Pisces on May 23rd. Venus will then move into sidereal Aries and stay there until June 17th. Venus in Aries will be a very different energy for the end of May. It's the planet of romance in a very proactive sign. Aries is the sign of adventure. Venus in Aries is the planet of love in the sign of initiative. But for Venus, significations of harmony and agreement, this may not be such a good fit. Aries is too independent and doesn't compromise too readily. Another planet also changed signs at the end of April. Saturn moved from sidereal Capricorn into sidereal Aquarius. In Vedic astrology, both of these signs are ruled by Saturn, but Saturn manifests different parts of its nature in each of these two signs. Capricorn, where Saturn was until recently, is a practical earth sign. It's the sign of practical goals and tangible results. Saturn is the planet of organization and discipline. Saturn in Capricorn is good for getting the job done. Aquarius is one of the air signs. Air signs are mental. Aquarius is a social idealist. Aquarius is all about making society better for everyone. As the planet of structure, Saturn in Aquarius wants to build new social structures that will improve the community. Since Saturn is the planet of the common man, Saturn in Aquarius emphasizes improving society's democratic structures. But Saturn is only going to get 1 degree into Aquarius and then begins a retrograde phase in June. Saturn will subsequently return to Capricorn in July to finish out its tenure in that sign. We'll see more of Saturn in Aquarius when it begins its full transit of the sign starting in January 2023. An important zodiacal feature of this coming month is the next Mercury retrograde period. Mercury will go into its second retrograde period of 2022, starting on May 10th. Mercury will appear to start to go backwards in the zodiac when it reaches 10 degrees, sidereal Taurus. Of course, the planet is not actually going backwards. The retrograde motion of a planet is an optical illusion caused by us on planet Earth moving ahead of another planet. The way it works, retrograde can only happen when a planet is at its closest to the Earth, and therefore extra bright in the heavens, and thus strong for effects, but since it's moving backwards, in other words, not operating normally, its significations get distorted. The significations of Mercury retrograde are pretty well known. When the planet of communications is backwards in the zodiac, communications tend to get screwed up more often. Typically, the message doesn't get through the first time and needs to be resent. Or something that was said gets misunderstood or misinterpreted. Mercury is the planet of transactions. During Mercury retrograde, mistakes in transactions are more common. Mercury is the planet of equipment. When Mercury is retrograde, equipment breakdowns are more frequent. Mercury is the planet of the news and the media. When Mercury is retrograde, news reports are often incorrect, at least at first. Mercury retrograde periods are good for some things. Since it's the planet of speech and writing going backwards, it's a good time for going back over that report or manuscript and making corrections. The planet of everyday actions going back to the past is good for finishing up past business. The planet of communications going backwards suggests getting back in touch with someone. This Mercury retrograde period will last 24 days until June 3rd. I'll be doing a full report on the upcoming Mercury retrograde with an analysis of what to expect for each rising sign chart in next week's episode. Another change in the zodiac occurs in the third week of May. Mars changes signs, leaving sidereal Aquarius and entering sidereal Pisces on May 17th. As soon as it does so, Mars encounters Neptune, which is hanging out right at the beginning of Pisces. The planet of action, combining with the planet of fantasy and confusion, is highly problematic. Actions get confused and produce unintended results. The planet of aggression, combined with the planet of deception, could be a sneak attack. The planet of victory, combined with the planet of fantasy, brings delusions of victory. After interacting with Neptune, Mars will next encounter Jupiter. Mars and Jupiter are friends in Vedic astrology. They juice each other up. It's the planet of action combined with the planet of optimism, the planet of victory combined with the planet of opportunity, the planet of logic and strategy combined with the planet of truth and wisdom. But it's not all wonderful. This is also the planet of force combined with the planet of belief, in other words, forcing your morals and beliefs on others. In fact, Note that the Mars-Jupiter conjunction in Pisces will be in the fourth house of the USA astrology chart, the house that represents the opposition party, in other words, the Republicans. The exact conjunction of Mars and Jupiter will be at the end of the month, on May 29th, at 9 degrees sidereal Taurus. I'll be doing a more in-depth report on Mars and Jupiter in a couple of weeks. And one last item for the month of May. This month's full moon will be a total lunar eclipse on May 15th at 1 degree sidereal Scorpio. An eclipse, especially a total eclipse, is an indicator of an upcoming event in astrology, or a significant change. There's more potential for such an event if the eclipse is interacting with another planet, or if a planet subsequently transits through the degree of the eclipse. Neither is happening for this eclipse, but, in any case, an eclipse weakens the energy of the lunar month. We are currently in the lunar month of Vaishaka, named for Vishaka, the nakshatra, the lunar sign, of the full moon. Anyway, the important point is that Vishaka is associated with the attainment of the goal. In other words, it's the sign of victory. So, with the energy of victory being damaged this month, well, we can guess what that might apply to. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for May 2022, and here's a description of what's coming up in this month's videos. May 8th, Mercury retrograde, an analysis and effects for your rising sign chart. May 15th, Mars joins Jupiter in Pisces and the effects for each rising sign chart. May 22nd, an analysis of current astrology and the effects on world events and politics. And May 29th, a preview of planetary patterns for June 2022. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so if you would like to have access to May's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comments section below. Thank you, and until next week.